Listen!
Here comes Mr. Softy.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your very happy leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Now, why am I so happy, you ask? Well, I'm so happy that you did ask. It is because I have finally gone ahead and booked our trip to Hawaii. That's right. Wow, 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 wow. God, I hope it sounds better than that when we get there. But, yeah, I finally got tired of just having Hawaiian-scented candles and Hawaiian-scented air fresheners around the house and Hawaiian-scented potpourri. I'm ready for the real thing. Bring me the real thing. I want the hula girls. I want the sand and the sun. I want a cheeseburger in paradise from Waikiki Beach. Oh, have you been there? That's the five napkin place there on Waikiki. It used to be called Cheeseburger in Paradise. I don't know if Jimmy Buffett went apeshit and sued him, but I Googled just a little bit ago, and it's just called Cheeseburger Restaurants. But it's the same looking logo. So I just sent him an email, said, hey, didn't you bastards used to be called Cheeseburger in Paradise? Because you were my favorite hamburger on the island of Oahu. Yes, that's where we booked our trip. We're going in November to, it's Hawaii. That's what doesn't matter. I'm going to the island of Oahu, to Honolulu, to stay on Waikiki Beach. Yes, I am one of those freaks that prefers Waikiki Beach. I love Honolulu. It's everything you need in Honolulu. The people always go, well, you should be on the other islands. Have you ever gone to Maui? Yes, I have been to every one of the islands. When I was touring, doing stand-up full-time, which I am now back at doing, and I hope to see you soon, I used to do stand-up on every island. So it was a Hawaiian tour. I like them all. I loved them all. I am a Hawaii freak. I have got a hula girl clock going right here next to my board here in the studio
basement.
And I've got a Hawaiian hula girl lamp right here lighting the studio in the
basement.
And I just prefer the island of Oahu because everything is there. Yeah, people tell me, well, why don't you want to go to one of the other islands where it's a little more secluded? Well, if I want seclusion, I will go around to the North Shore. There's a lot of empty beaches and a lot of places to just be alone on an empty beach. Wow, 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 wow. So why wouldn't I want to stay on an island where I have everything? I've got great restaurants. I've got shopping. I've got the sun. I've got the sand. And I've got the beach, the very important beach. And everything about tacky Hawaii is there. That's what I love. I love the tacky 1950s, 60s Elvis Presley kind of movie Hawaii. I want to go there and feel like I'm in retro land. That's what I love about Waikiki. That is going to pure retro land. Your surfboard, hula girls with the grass skirts and coconut bras, and maybe I'll run into Magnum P.I. and Higgins. That's the kind of thing I want to see there. I don't care about going to Hawaii and being alone on an island. I'm going to Hawaii because I want to go see where Duke was surfing. I want to go where they filmed the beach movies. I want to be part of just retro, chic, tacky Hawaii. And I will be in November. And yes, I will be renting scooters. You have to get a scooter. That is pure tourist right there. And I am 100% tourist on a scooter. Yeah, you get on that scooter, you just pull that throttle back, hit the power speed of 25, 35 miles an hour, and the wind is whipping through your hair. Island wind with the scent of Smell of Kalitas rising up through the air. Wait, that's California. The Hawaii flowers, you know. You know the ones I'm talking about. I can't think right now because I'm so freaking excited. You know, the bird of paradise and the other one that's really big and popular in Hawaii. That flower. You know, the one that everyone's got a decal on their car when they come back from Hawaii because they like to say, look at me, I have been to Hawaii. Listen to that. The sound of the islands. The sound of serenity. Can you feel it? Can you smell it? Yeah. That's the homeless guy on Waikiki. No, it's not. I'm kidding. That's the sound of paradise. Come with me to the islands. Oh boy, let's eat poi. Poi is some nasty shit. I can barely, I tasted it once and couldn't hardly get it down. I'm gagging thinking about it right now. For those of you that have never had poi, imagine taking dog poop and mixing it with mayonnaise and throwing in a little flour and make it into a paste. And there you go, voila, poi. No, it's probably not, but that's what it reminded me. It's just nasty, nasty stuff. I don't know how people eat it. But the sushi, on the other hand, just fresh, right out of the ocean to my table. Ta-da! Now, for those of you that have stayed with me on the podcast here, because some of y'all went, screw him, I can't go to Hawaii. That's bullshit. I'm not going to sit here and listen to him be all happy and happy, happy, happy about going on a trip to Hawaii, because I got to sit here in my goddamn cubicle and look at this fat fuck next to me eating a Subway sandwich, just gobbling, gobbling, gobbling with a piece of freaking lettuce already stuck to the side of his face. Wipe your mouth, you fat fuck. Well, he is exactly why you should be listening to this podcast and looking up a website called flyaow.com. That is fly, letter A, O-W.com. They do this all-inclusive deal with hotel and flight, and you can get to Hawaii seriously for like a week for like 900 and something bucks, under $1,000. I'm telling you, the best site going. I'm doing it, taking the girlfriend there, and this is what I got her for her birthday. A lot of people go, well, why are you going to Hawaii? Why can't you go down to like Mexico? It's closer. You know, it's a lot cheaper to go down to Mexico. Yeah, you know what else is cheaper? If I want to go in and see Mexicans, I can go to the other side of the city. That's right. I can go over to Home Depot. I want to go to a restaurant and sit in the cool breeze of the Hawaiian trade winds and have my waiter come up to me and greet me in something beside Spanish. I can get that at the Taco Bell right around the corner from my house. My goal here is to escape where I live. I want to go someplace that I have, you know, I feel that I've gone to another country. Yes, Hawaii is part of our country. I do know that, other than Obama, who said the wrong number of states. But it is another culture. I want to hear the ukulele. I want it. Hold on a second. I got it right here. Let's see. Where is my ukulele? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That right there is what I'm speaking of. Oh, yeah, let me translate. That's what I'm talking about, bitches. I went the last time about 3 years ago with my friend and drummer of my former band, Kenny Wilson, who is going to go with us on this trip. He and his girlfriend are going to join us on our little Hawaiian excursion. And I probably shouldn't tell this tale because one of us will probably be in trouble because of this. But there were a lot of beautiful, beautiful Asian women on the island. Just beautiful, just everywhere you look. And we're walking by this one door. It was an unmarked door. And the door came open, and like, swear to God, like 50, 75, just beautiful Asian, Japanese, whatever, just gorgeous women walked out. And Kenny goes, "Oh my God, I think we found the hive." We both laughed until we cried. It was hysterical. The hive. Come on, you have to admit, that's pretty funny. Who even uses the term the hive? It was so weird just walking down the sidewalk there in Waikiki, and this door opens, and all of a sudden, the swarm comes out, and Kenny goes, "I think we found the... We got it, Steve. All right, we got it. We got the joke. You don't need to explain it. Just keep going." All right, sorry about that. No more hive explanations. And enough talk about Hawaii right now. Let's actually talk about something that is going on today in the mainland. Well, actually, it's everywhere in the United States. Could even be going in Hawaii, since it is one of the 52 states and not 57, Mr. President Obama. Today is National Cheesecake Day. That's right. It's motherfucking Cheesecake Day. And no, I am not suggesting you go to the Cheesecake Factory, but that is a damn good idea. I would love some of that about right now. Little, oh, New York style chocolate chip. Oh, yeah. Yet July 30th really is National Cheesecake Day. Not even the NPR could track down the origins of this creamy PR-driven holiday, but they did note that the cheesecake was first served to the athletes at the very first Olympic game. So, you know, this is topical and sort of patriotic to eat some. So grab you some New York-style, maybe gluten-free, whatever. Just get you some real cheesecake and chow down, because it's motherfucking Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake is my absolutely favorite cake. When people say to me, "What kind of cake would you like for your birthday?" I reply to them, "A motherfucking cheesecake. That is my favorite." The baked cheesecake is one of my favorite. And my other favorite is, I got like the cherries on the cheesecake. I like that one a lot. But I will take almost any cheesecake. I even bought one to make, which I haven't done, and I probably already checked the expiration date on it because I bought it quite a long time ago, but it was one of those no-bake cheesecakes. Yeah, a no-bake motherfucking cheesecake. Yeah, and I didn't get around to doing it because I figured it would take too much time. Yeah, how much time would it take for your lazy ass to make a no-bake cheesecake? See, you don't even have to preheat the oven. Jerkwad, it is a no-bake motherfucking cheesecake. So just go read the instructions. Actually, I might go do that. I may try to make a cake today for National Motherfucking Cheesecake Day. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to some real news. It's that time of the podcast day here on Remasculate, where I bring in Miss Thang and the news. How you doing, Miss Thang?
I'm good.
You made it. Yay.
I made it. We made it through the weekend.
Yay, you're alive. You partied like a rock star on your birthday.
Woo, 31.
Yeah, how do you feel? Does it feel older?
I feel old.
Well, you need a cane or anything like that yet?
Maybe a walker.
All right. Well, here's the news, all things considered.
Hey, y'all, I'm Miranda Lambert, and we are on the set of my new video for Fastest Girl in Town.
He's got the bullets, he's got a gun.
It's really literally like a little mini action.
Well, I told you I was crazy. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 could really help me.
Ooh, she said ass.
She did. Miranda Lambert is teasing us with a trailer for one of my favorite Miranda songs, Fastest Girl in Town. The video stars female race car driver Danica Patrick.
Have you seen her race before?
I haven't. No, but the clip that shows the video that goes along with that audio, She's looking pretty good.
Yeah, she's like a rock star racer.
Yeah, speaking with my brother and his wife, they're big NASCAR fans, and they're not big Danica fans because it...
Because she's a woman?
And she took her clothes off for money.
Where? Google, bitches.
I don't know. But I guess it was it Playboy or something like that, or Maxim, or one of those magazines.
That's just horrible.
It is. And in other country music news, Chris Young has launched a new contest where fans can enter to win a trip to play Golden Tee video golf with him backstage. Have you ever played that video game?
Mm-mm. Oh, is that the one with the ball?
Yes.
Just bend the ball? Yeah, I have.
Yeah. And the winning prize also gets tickets to a show, hotel, and airfare, too.
Is this a new version of the game, or is this like, let's bring out the old?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. These two news stories came from one of my new favorite news sources, Country Music Tattletale. And it's
very
brief.
That's one of your new favorite?
Yes, yes. So, Country Music News. They've got their finger on the pulse, and I'm
you're liking
stealing
that.
It.
And you're sharing the love
I'm
on Remasculate.
Sharing the love, yes. Yes. Are you a Tenacious D fan?
I know who they are.
It's Jack Black, right?
and his partner, and they did that movie. Well, they've done several albums, but they did the movie about the pick of destiny. Mm. Did you ever see that?
No.
It wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, they were forced to shorten a performance a couple nights ago in Las Vegas following an audience stabbing.
Huh.
Yeah. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Jack Black's comedy metal duo was midway through a show at the House of Blues when an altercation between two men led to one stabbed.
Death?
He was taken to the hospital, but I don't think
not reported as dead.
Yeah.
Well, they would say dead if he was dead.
Right. So that's good.
That is good.
Have you been to... is their music violent? I don't know anything about them.
No,
I've heard
just,
of them.
It's just kind of that mosh pitty kind of, you know, jump around.
Oh.
But I can't see them being a stabbing kind of band.
Yeah, but it's Vegas. People go crazy when they go to Vegas.
Sin City, baby.
Yeah. In other news, stepping away from music, GM is developing a Wi-Fi app to help pedestrians avoid being hit.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's called your eyes and your ears.
Well, I guess the threat of serious injury or death isn't enough to keep people engrossed in their phones from walking out into traffic.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So General Motors is developing a new pedestrian safety technology that will sense the phone itself. Using Wi-Fi Direct, a peer-to-peer wireless standard that's a little medium-range Bluetooth, a car would be able to detect a smartphone directly and alert the driver in time to avoid kneecapping the pedestrian.
Kneecapping. Cutting them off at the knee.
Right. Ouch.
It's kind of sad that they have to come up with this technology that, you know, you're... can't look up for your phone long enough to cross the street.
Right. But I don't know. I've been on both sides. You've been walking downtown and you're just, like, you're trying to find something. You're looking at maybe a map or you get a text and you're supposed to meet someone.
Have you seen the video of the woman walking in the mall looking at her phone and then she falls in the fountain?
No.
Yeah. I saw that on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah. Hours of entertainment. Days of entertainment. Well, you know, I'm very excited about the new iPhone because I smashed mine.
Because of the new N that's supposed to have on it, the new connection?
No. I really hope they don't change the connection. Well, Apple isn't due to show us the new iPhone 5 for another few months, but a purported leak of the next generation smartphone could well indicate the extent of the headache Android is going to be having.
What's that?
Taller and thinner with a more engineered structured design than the delicate glass and metal sandwich of the current model. Thank goodness, because accident-prone me smashes
glass
phones.
Well, they probably had way too many people smashing.
There's undoubtedly, there's going to be those that look, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be sleeker and thinner and, because that's every...
That's what Apple does.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited. Are you excited?
Of course I am. I want the new one. I'm only four. I don't even have Siri.
I don't either. I don't need a girl talking and tell me what to do. Tell me I'm stupid. That's my job, sir.
That's right. Janet, how do I find my jacket?
Where did you have it last? Oh, I don't know either.
What help are you? You're not... I need Siri.
Allegations the Vietnamese restaurant cook's vermin have the business owner rattled. Rattled. Yes. WTSP reports in a video that a cafe in Florida cooks rats and serves it as their food. The complaint claims employees were capturing rats from the roof and garbage dumpster and cleaning the rodents before cooking them in a tin shack behind the restaurant.
What?
When confronted with the allegations, the owner directed Huffington Post, that's where I got the news story, to their Facebook page, which features a full-throated defense. It says, I was stunned, appalled, and outraged this morning when one of my loyal customers called me and told me there was a news segment broadcast on Channel 10 News alleging that our restaurant was capturing and cooking rats at our cafe. This allegation, which apparently came from some anonymous source, which I believe was prompted by jealousy, was not supported by any evidence whatsoever. It's totally untrue, utterly false, and blatantly defamatory. Do we really know what we're eating when we go out to eat?
No. Just like the other day, you were saying how a lot of the fish you order isn't the,
it's not the kind of fish you're ordering. Yeah, it's so sad.
What does rat taste like, though? Wonder they how they trying to
I hope that I don't know, but I might know because I may have eaten it before.
Probably
you know?
Tastes like some type of Chinese food. Little.
I love Chinese food, and I'm not going to stop eating it.
If it's diced into little chunks of meat, you would never know.
Right.
You, just like... Kung Pao rat.
Yum.
Nom nom. Nom nom nom.
In other food news, what kind of sordid violence is going down on the Jolly Rancher production line these days? California resident Amy Hu bought a fully sealed bag of Jolly Ranchers Crunch and Chew candy. Yummy. She enjoyed a few pieces and then pulled a rusty shank knife from the bag.
A knife.
A shank.
That's like a prison knife.
Yeah. Parent company Hershey has offered her three bags of replacement candy. Three bags for finding a shank.
Did they offer her a new shank? Because that one was rusty.
Oh. And the sad news is she's had a baby recently, so she's breastfeeding. And so eating something that has been touching a dirty knife kind of freaked her out. It would freak anybody out, even if you weren't breastfeeding. But your poor baby.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
Jolly Rancher, I love them. The watermelon is my favorite.
Yeah, I think I like watermelon, too. I don't like the really tart ones, like the green apple. No?
I like the green apple. Didn't they used to have, or still do, the cinnamon, the hot the hot cinnamon?
Yes. I do love cinnamon-flavored candy. I love candy.
Jolly Rancher used to be here in Colorado.
I didn't know that. Yeah. When was that?
Years ago. You could drive by the factory, and it smelled so good.
Did it?
Kind of like going by the Wonder Bread, smelling fresh bread.
I'm glad we don't have, like, a chocolate factory here.
That'd be... Now all we got is the Purina dog.
Ooh. Poor Commerce City. And this last story. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. It's got some audio with it.
Okay.
Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please rise and remove your hats. And please welcome 11-year-old singer-songwriter from Coppell, Texas, Harper Gruzins, in the performance of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early.
It doesn't get better. Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Play a little bit more.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop that.
That is 11-year-old, it's 11-year-old girl from Texas.
Uh-huh.
She sang that before the Dallas versus the Los Angeles Major League Soccer game Saturday night. Whew.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
How do people do this? Don't they audition anybody before a...
Well, they're saying that the parents and teachers of this little girl are probably responsible for what she did.
Probably responsible?
Well, they've had to have heard her sing before.
That's what I'm thinking is... Did they not
I feel really. She tore up the national anthem. She did.
Tore it up.
But she's 11 years old. The video is going viral, and this poor girl, she's never going to sing in public again. Hopefully.
Ow.
Or she's going to go get some vocal lessons.
Well, it sounded like she might have had some talent in there every once in a while, but she's trying to do one of those, "Ooh, I'm going to interpret the song." You know what I mean? Oh. I will be famous for this.
She's famous, all right. Wow.
Let's see. Now she's joined the ranks of
Roseanne Barr
and Steven Tyler. But I heard Steven Tyler's. I didn't think his was that bad at all. His was just Steven Tyler singing the national anthem.
Right.
It wasn't like he was off key or did it. He just at the very end of it did the rock and roll scream that he always does.
Right.
You hired Steven Tyler. You got Steven Tyler.
Right. But, oh, that poor girl.
Hmm.
It's not. Oh.
Should we play it again? Is there
more? No, I already. I got rid of it. It's gone forever.
Darn. One more time probably would have made people turn off the podcast.
Right,
anyway.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. It's over.
It's over.
Speaking of it's over, I'm out of here.
You're no. Well, thanks for doing the news today. We will see you again tomorrow.
Yes.
And I will figure out some way to wrap up the end of this show that's entertaining without you.
It's easier without me.
No, it's not. All right. Thanks for. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah, that's probably the best part of this show is when she does the news and I don't just sit here and ramble like some kind of homeless man with Tourette syndrome. Just, motherfucking cheesecake! Motherfucking cheesecake! Motherfucking cheesecake! Yeah, yeah. See how much better it got when she came in and it was just like all these holy muffins! Son of a banana! Way to go, Andy! Sorry, slipped into Barney Fife there for a second. Beautiful summer day outside here in Denver, Colorado. I'm looking outside the studio
basement
windows, and I'm going to get out there in the sun here for a little bit, but it made me think about the summertime, and summertime always makes me go back to my childhood when I was out in the front yard playing in the sprinkler in my underwear. Yeah, jumping in the sprinkler. I don't care in the world. I got my underwear on and it's wet and you can see my pee-pee. My pee-pee brings all the girls to the yard. Yeah, my pee-pee brings all the girls to the yard. All right, other than that being just wrong and annoying, what I was thinking about was just the summertime fun, you know, the ice cream truck. And then I got me to thinking about the sound of the ice cream truck, how you would just hear that and you just come running. Just as soon as you heard the first sound of the ice cream truck. Remember this? Ice cream man, mama! Oh, did you love the sound, or was it just annoying? Huh? Was it just annoying? You really didn't know if the ice cream man was coming, or you were being invaded by a very cheap-ass video game, did you? Now, I wasn't sure when I got on the internet and I Googled. Yes, I Googled, bitches, and I looked up ice cream songs. That was the first one that popped up, but I don't remember that being the real ice cream song. There was one song like everybody knew. I think it might have been this one, but I'm not sure. Was that it? I don't think that was it either. Hold on, let's find another one. I don't think that's it either, do you? Nope, don't think so. It's very annoying, though. That one I don't like at all. All right, hold on, let me grab another one. Oh, wait, this could be... I know this isn't the right one, but this could be the best ice cream song ever. You ready? All right, here you go.
Guns N' Roses on the ice cream truck. Sweet cone of mine. That's got pretty good. That could be a winner right there. But that's not the one I'm thinking of. And I know it's not the one you're thinking of. Hold on. I'm going to look again. Wait, now I just found this commercial. Is this it?
Here comes Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream man.
The creamiest, dreamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy.
My milkshakes and my sundaes and my cones are such a treat. Listen for my store on wheels jingling down the street.
The creamiest, dreamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy. S-O-F-T-E-E, Mr. Softy.
Mr. Softy brings delicious treats right to your door. Luscious, tempting sundaes. Thick, rich milkshakes. Big, creamy, smooth banana boats. And cones filled way above the top with your favorite Mr. Softy flavor. Watch for the Mr. Softy truck. It's a soft ice cream store on wheels.
S-O-F-T-E-E, Mr. Softy.
How about that? Was that the song? Was that the tune? I can't find the actual tune. If you can find the actual ice cream truck popsicle dude that came through your neighborhood, because there's one song that everybody remembers. I know it's one of something like that. I just can't find it. I don't have time to Google, bitches. But if you find it, send it to me. I'll put it up. We'll share it with everybody. And all right, guys, I got to get out of here. I want to go find me the ice cream man, or maybe make me a motherfucking cheesecake. You guys have been great. Thanks for tuning in, downloading, whatever it is you do. Make sure you support our sponsors, Pop Chips, who, by the way, I just talked to today. They are going to be giving away 1 month's supply of Pop Chips. That's right. I've been talking to the people at Pop Chips, and we are going to do a contest on the podcast here. And we will do it through Twitter and the podcast and probably my Facebook. But we will have a contest, and you possibly could win 1 month of Pop Chips. They're going to have a new one coming out, the tortilla-flavored Pop Chip. And right now, the Thai sweet chili is my favorite of all of them. So stay tuned for that. We'll figure out how to do that, and we'll get that up and going. And support Perky Jerky. Perky Jerky is the action-packed snack. That's right. When you're feeling a little low in the afternoon and you need a little pick-me-up, well, just jerk one off. Perky Jerky, that is, off the rack at a store near you. Guys, you've been great. Thanks. If you want to feel like supporting the show, please do. There's a donation button on my podbean.com site, or you can donate through PayPal. Anything you want to do. I want to say thanks to Roger Alvarado, who did donate $100. Roger, thank you, man. You're the best. You're keeping us alive, and that helps pay for the bandwidth that does this show, and I appreciate it. So, guys, you can find us on Stitcher. Stitcher.com. Stitcher Radio has now picked up the podcast, and I just checked the other day, and we got like 300 new listeners. I appreciate that. 300. Guys, you rock. Thanks for making Remasculate what it is today. Thanks for giving me an extra reason to get up and get out of bed to make you smile and give me something to do. You guys, God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and the underwear thing rings and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Go! come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remember?